This is Fresh Air. Our new jazz critic, Kevin Whitehead, joins us today. He has a review of a new album showcasing the clarinet playing of Bill Easley. The clarinet's an instrument that some people assume disappeared from the jazz scene after World War II, along with the big bands. But Kevin thinks that reports of the death of the clarinet are greatly exaggerated.
The jazz world is a place where misconceptions die hard, no matter how many facts rise up to finish them off. One of these enduring non-truths holds that the jazz clarinet has been on the brink of extinction for four decades, ever since the decline of big swing bands like Benny Goodman's and Artie Shaw's. The exasperating thing is, no matter how many modern clarinetists you cite, Alvin Batiste, Anthony Braxton, Don Byron, John Carter, Tony Coe, Eddie Daniels, Kenny DeVerne, Jimmy Hamilton, J.D. Perrin, Perry Robinson. No matter how many you bring up, some folks will continue to insist that there aren't more than one or two. But there is a grain of truth behind the misconception. Since the rise of bop in the 1940s, there have been fewer clarinet players than saxophone players by far. And there's a logical reason for this. Clarinetists who'd picked up enough technique to play bop often had a polite sound better suited to classical music than jazz. The instrument seemed to have a problem finding a home again in the music that made Goodman famous. Bill Easley is one well-trained player who hasn't been trapped by his technique. He plays saxophones and flute also, but on his new album, Wind Inventions, on the Sunnyside label, Easley concentrates almost exclusively on the clarinet. He gets a fat, round, full sound, and he has superior control. But just when his tone threatens to get too pretty, he'll throw in some little vocal inflection, some hoarse rasp or falsetto shout, to underline the blues roots that lurk beneath his sunny improvising. Part of the credit for the music's tough-mindedness goes to the trio at his back, headed by the excellent young pianist Mulgrew Miller. But Easley dominates on the strength of his instrumental voice. His balance of technique and soul is nicely illustrated on a basic blues, Blue Again. Beasley playing the blues on his new album. He swings on the most unlikely material, like a Latin version of the AIDS awareness pop song, That's What Friends Are For. And where other modern clarinetists exploit the instrument's capacity for stridency and angst, Easley's open sound is almost aggressively cheerful at fast tempos, mournfully beautiful on slow pieces like the Ellington hymn Come Sunday. All of which makes it a puzzle that, after stints with George Benson, Mercer Ellington, the Savoy Sultans, and James Williams, Bill Easley should remain so little known. After 2 decades on the scene, Wind Inventions is his first album as a leader. With players as good as Easley going unnoticed, it's small wonder people think the clarinet has gone the way of the dodo. But like the buffalo, the jazz clarinet is back, for the simple reason that it never really left.
Kevin Whitehead lives in Baltimore and is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times magazines. He reviewed Bill Easley's new album, Wind Inventions.